is a question in the halakha of washing your hands before you dip something into a liquid or eating a food that is wet. With one of the seven liquids, the halakha says that one has to make netilat yadayim first without a beracha. Classic example is Pesach. When we dip the celery into the salt water, it's a classic case of taking a dry vegetable, dipping into a liquid, which is water, and therefore the halakha mandates netilat yadayim, beli beracha. So the question we have today is, milk is one of the seven beverages. So the question is now, the custom of many people in the morning is to have cereal. And they have the cereal in milk. And now the person wants to know, does he have to make the touch yadayim before he eats a bowl of cereal? This is a big question amongst the poskim. So basically, the principle is like this. There's three leniencies when it comes to the halakha, and each leniency is not taken when it's alone. But if you have two out of the three leniencies in one case, there's room to be lenient. Three leniencies are, number one, you're not touching it. In the case of the cereal, you're using a spoon. Most people don't touch the cereal when they're eating it. Number two, spahot mikazayit. Well, that's not going to help, because usually when people eat cereal, they eat more than a kazayit. And number three, if the item is cooked. The milk, we could argue, is pasteurized. And since the milk is pasteurized, some of the poskim say that the pasteurization is considered cooked. Like we learned in a previous daily halakha, for yayin, kosher wine that was pasteurized, according to Acham Avadya, you can rely on that pasteurization that is considered mevushal, that if a non-Jew touched it, the wine still will be okay. So when it comes to this, certainly we can be lenient. Yayin nesek is more strict. And therefore, since the milk was pasteurized, we have what to rely on. So you have two out of the three. Cooked milk, using a spoon. We could argue the same heter for those that, let's say, take a piece of cake or a ka'at and they dip it in the coffee. Coffee is considered water. Seemingly, you're dipping it into the water. Now, you don't have the leniency, really, of two out of the three. Unless you're eating less than a kezayit. But if you're eating a kezayit, you only have the heter of the cooked coffee, and that's it. So that would be a case where one has to be stringent if a person is dipping a piece of cake or a kaak into liquid. Unless he's doing it with a spoon, then he can have the two out of the three. I'm going to read that now in the Yalkut. It's actually on 109 in Yalkut Yosef number 2. Mevushal ve'enu nogeya b'mashkeh. אם מטבל מאכל במשקה מבושל, if you're dipping into a cooked item, וגם אינו נוגע במשקה, and you're not touching the משקה, אין צריך ליטול ידיו, דתרי חומרי לא עבדין, because you have two leniencies there. ולכן מי שמטמל עוגה בתוך קפה, if you're dipping the cake into the coffee, הוא מקפיד שלא לגעת. That's, you have to be careful. And you're careful that your hands will not touch the water. You're only dipping the end of it, and then they're eating it. But you make sure that your hands don't go in the water, so then the rabbi considers that that's like eating with a spoon, and therefore it's okay. Or for that matter, let's say a person, common case, person has cooked fruit, cooked apples and things like that, and is eating it with a spoon, although they have moisture on it, but since he's eating with a spoon and it's cooked, so one can be lenient in that case as well. He talks about the breakfast, and the footnote on 109, and he comes out that Maran Rishon LeZion, Alav Shalom, in Halichot Olam, discussed this case, and there is room to be lenient. Halacha Berura also, Halacha Lamaseh was Mekel when it came to eating the cereal.